Craig?
Yeah, Patty.
I think you foresaw this.
I felt this.
Yeah. This is weird. I mean, Dr. Dingman, is it possible that you actually are able to send Craig the sense that you're going to be on the show? Because I'm very delighted to have you on the show. But he kind of mentioned this to me earlier.
Of course, Patty. When you drop a rock into a stream or a pond or a scutcherry, it creates waves and ripples. And those waves then move other things. So. My power and vibration has affected Craig over the time that we've been on the show, and I believe he's a picture me sculpting him like Michelangelo sculpted the David. I'm
No. I don't want to picture that.
Yeah, that's okay.
I can't go there with you, Dr. Dingman. You go ahead and have those images, and maybe some of our listeners. But Esmerald and I will refrain from imagining you sculpting Craig in the in all of his glory.
Well, sculpture begins with the imagination. Yeah. Michelangelo always said the David was always there. I just had to take the parts that weren't the David away from the marble, and boom, there he is in all his glory. And
could we do like the Sistine Chapel thing, glorious, where he has his finger out, and then I'm touching with my finger?
That would be the Sistine Chapel.
Yeah. It's a painting, not a sculpture.
I said that, the Sistine Chapel thing. That's what I called it. Yeah.
Cool. But it's a painting.
Would you want to be man or God in the face?
Ooh. Wow, that's such an easy question to answer. I would prefer to be God.
And why is that?
Because we're all God. Wait a minute, what?
Because he's all of us.
Ooh.
I heard that song. Yeah, right.
So you would be like Vishnu with 1,000 fingers pointing at man. It would be confusing, and it would be up to man to figure out the right finger to touch. It's like a video game.
Yeah.
I like that.
Cool. I'm writing all these ideas down. This is going to happen.
I think that you should.
Cool.
Now I've got...
I'm excited about this. Dr. Dingman, we got plans.
In all your glory. Dr. Dingman, how are you this evening?
I'm fantastic, Patty. Things are well here. I've been following the political gyrations. It's like... this political season is to politics as two teenagers dry humping in the back of a Jetta is to lovemaking.
Wow, that's intense.
But do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, kind of. It's a little sloppy all over the place.
Yeah,
and
clumsy,
and cramped,
frictiony.
Yes,
not particularly satisfying.
Right,
but
in a rush,
fogged.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right. And do you have any sense of now? What is sort of the vibration coming from all the parties, and in particular, I would say probably the Republican Party, because there seems to be a lot of distress. I mean, many people who are in support of Donald Trump. There are others who are hesitant, who don't necessarily want him to represent them. What's your sense about?
There is a lot of conflicting frequency vibration there. I actually just yesterday contacted the Trump campaign. I would like to do a reading for Mr. Trump.
Okay.
And of course, you know, for me to do a reading, I have to get the last three songs that they have heard on their personal digital machine. So
right.
I'm hoping that the group calls me back and I can arrange that. I would like to do it for all of the candidates. It's hard for me. Without doing that, it's hard for me to use my gift, really. I can just sort of handicap the race as any other American who's paying attention.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the thing, is it? And I would assume that would be kind of an attractive element for the Trump Party. I would think that they would be drawn to your skills.
They want to know what happens, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would imagine.
Of course, people poo-poo it, and people don't understand how rooted in science this work really is. But, you would think... you'd want the Nancy Reagan, dearly departed first lady of this country,
mm-hmm.
Consulted an astrologer, which is not the same as what I do. Astrologer is BS, quite frankly.
Oh.
You might as well go to Vegas and play roulette. But the thought of trusting some sort of extrasensory realm or channel has been around the White House for years. Abraham Lincoln, whose anniversary of his assassination 150 years ago, this April 14th.
Wow.
Years.
I had heard that he enlisted the skills of mediums.
He had visions. He had dreams that he actually wrote about, seeing people in the hallways of the White House and ghosts and talking. conversing with entities, and he shared this openly with people, and he was not derided in any way. It was sort of accepted at the time.
Right. Well, and I believe we do accept your skills as really being intrinsic, not just to the experiences of, you know, the human mind, but, you know, the sort of relation to the universe.
Yeah. Yeah, we accept those
and embrace
skills.
I would say accept and embrace.
And embrace.
I feel the embrace. It's a long distance embrace.
Yes.
However, back to answer your question about the election, I feel that, do you know the Beatles? They were a rock and roll band in the 60s.
Yes, I'm familiar with I Want to Hold Your Hand kind of music.
Yeah. That's one of their songs. There's a song called A Day in the Life, and at the end of this song, there is a famous chord, a piano chord, that George Martin, actually also recently departed, inserted into the song. Do you know the song I mean? There's just a bung, and then it just rings out.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with that part, but yeah, go ahead, tell us about that.
In Beatleology, it's a famous ending to a song, and it's just a sustained piano chord, and it just vibrates, and it sounds beautiful. It's perfectly in tune, the piano. The notes are perfect, and it just sounds right. Hmm. This year's contest is the opposite. It's like a Thelonious Monk chord with a cat taking a crap on the keyboard. It just doesn't sound right.
Right.
The vibration is wrong.
Interesting. That makes and so that's a disturbance, you believe, in sort of our karmic reality?
I think so. And, you know, the universe is an echo chamber. What you throw out is what you get back. So if we go too far with this discordant negative energy, that's what we're going to get back.
No.
That's not good.
Well, I do want to encourage our listeners, you know, as much as there's negativity in the environment, we've talked about this on our show, that there's a lot of anger, a lot of rage and passion. And, you know, we've encouraged each other to sort of, you know, take a breath. Accept that other people have a different reality and maybe we have differing views. You don't have to call me the C word. You don't have to do that. Not necessary. I'm on my Facebook page. Just saying. But perhaps there's
someone
something.
Someone called you the C word on your Facebook page?
I'm saying. They misunderstand fan page significantly.
Yes. Is there a C word page? Like an alternative page for someone who really hates you?
I think that we should we create the C word page? No.
No, let's not.
No,
let's not do that.
Do that.
That's not a good
idea.
All
right, then. 312-981-7200. This time, Dr. Dingman, because there's so much negativity going around, I think I might submit three of the songs that I have on my shuffle, the last three songs that I played, and I will submit those to you. But I would also want to offer that opportunity to our listeners. And you go 312. Go 312, you can call, dial. We prefer that you call us because it's hard on the text screen. And it's not as easy for Dr. Dingman to access what he needs to read in your future and what's going on in your life. 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. And I also have, because I know that this can make you feel vulnerable, I will also encourage you with a Apt Electronics gift card. And then you can also perhaps put that towards a purchase of an item you can listen to music, whether it's headphones or an iPod or whatever it is you want to use. Dr. Dingman, can you hold on the line while we wait for our callers to chime in?
Sure, yeah.
Wonderful. 312-981-7200. More after this on Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez, 720 WGN. You are listening Pretty Late. I'm your host, Patty Vasquez, live in the Allstate Showcase Studio, joined on the line by Dr. Dingman. He is our iTunes psychic, our music psychic. He can... Well, explain it to the listeners, because I know I've explained it, but no one does it as well as you can.
Well, music is a vibration in the air, right? Mm-hmm. So when you or someone tells me the last three songs that they heard randomly played by their own personal machine, it's the way of the universe reaching out to you to tell you what's coming down the pike. And I'm able to take those three songs and those song titles and interpret them and tell you what your future will hold.
And does with the song titles, you also ask for the performer, is that correct? Because I know that one of the songs I have has been done by different performers. Is it significant as to who is performing the song?
Oh, of course.
I mean,
there's a difference between, you know, Elvis Presley and Frank Sinatra.
Okay.
They both say my way, but, you know,
well,
you can hear one version. Which is it going
to
be?
That is good to know. So we have Lisa on the line who has three songs. Hey, Lisa, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm so excited. I'm honored that you know, he's going to interpret for me.
Yes, I'm excited too. All right, Lisa.
Have you ever been to a psychic before, Lisa?
I have many, many years ago, Dr. Digman. She was a coffee psychic.
A coffee? She was made of coffee or she drank coffee?
She poured cream in my coffee cup and read my you know, did the psychic reading with this.
And was what she said, was it accurate?
Actually, Dr. Digman, it was extremely accurate. I saw her a few times.
And do you know why? It's the same principle. Although she is using the magnetic force of your body, because the density of coffee and the density of cream or milk are different. Therefore, the electronic force field around your body reacts on them differently, causes the shape to change. Same thing with me, although it's audio vibrations that I deal with, not infrared or radio vibrations, which is what magnetism is.
Wow, I learned something new today. Thank you.
Same principle. So what are your three songs?
Okay, the first song was called Rum by the Brothers Osborne.
Okay, now these are the last three songs that were randomly played by your machine, yes?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Rum.
By the Brothers Osborne.
Yes.
The next song was Church of the Poison Mind by Culture Club.
Yes.
And the third song was AC/DC's Back in Black.
Ooh, I like that one.
You're a crazy broad, Lisa. Yeah. Crazy, fun-loving broad. You're the aunt where everyone goes, have you met Lisa? That's who you are.
You made my day.
Aww.
Which is good. You're that person. Obviously, you like to have a good time. You enjoy altered states of consciousness, let's put it there. I feel that you feel that it connects you more to the universe. When you are, I'm assuming in your life you have been drunk or buzzed in some way or fashion or form.
Oh, I'm sure there were times, pre-children, yeah. I was.
Yeah, just a few, I'm sure. At those times, did you feel that you had insights into the universe that were different than when you were stone cold sober?
Oh, absolutely. I thought I knew all the answers to the universe, Dr. Dingman.
Yes, this is what happens. When people that are drawn to alcohol or marijuana or other forms of drugs, they are drawn to them because while under the influence of them, they are able to tune their brains to a higher frequency, if you will. Therefore, they're tapped into more of the universe's knowledge.
So would you suggest that I continue to or take up these recreations again sometime in my life?
Are you telling us to get hammered?
No, I'm just saying, short of an intervention, there's no way we're going to stop you, so you might as well. Yeah.
Good point.
It's been so long.
Yeah. So what I'm seeing with your three songs, which were, again, Rum, what was the second one?
Church of the Poisoned Mind.
Church of the Poisoned Mind, yes. And then AC/DC. Yeah, Back in Black. So what these songs are telling me is that you have, on occasion, poisoned yourself, blinked yourself with drugs or alcohol to happily numb yourself from a situation that was causing you pain. Yes?
Oh, perhaps.
Okay. And what this is telling you is that that's okay. And now, once you are in the black, you can emerge from the black into a sunshiny place. And you've gone through the hero's journey, right?
So this is what you're saying for me, that I will like rise like the phoenix?
Yes, it's a different metaphor, but yes, you've gone through the black, and now you are out of the black, and you are coming back to life, right?
Well, your mind, I have to tell you.
Your mind has been poisoned, but now it's fine.
Okay. Well, I have to tell you, and I didn't tell you this beforehand, I'm up right now because I can't sleep because I'm having surgery in the morning.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
So,
you're going through a change.
So I guess I can kind of wrap this all up together then.
Right?
I think so.
Yes. What you're doing.
Wow.
I picked up to that energy that you're going through a transformation. You've descended and now you are coming back up. So the surgery I'm seeing is going to be extremely successful. You're going to be in the hospital for I'm seeing 3 to 5 days after.
Okay.
Right? Everything will be fine. There will be a male nurse on your floor named Gary, who will be very solicitous of you and very a great nurse.
Oh, well, I can't wait to meet Gary.
Yes. And he's a big Batman fan, and he's known for wearing the Batman clothes on the floor of the hotel, not the hotel, the hospital, to cheer people up.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's wonderful. Patty.
Yes.
I cannot thank you and Craig for letting me on like this tonight.
And we need to touch base with you and make sure that, you know, first of all, we want to know that everything went well, but we also want to touch base with you and see how your stay with Gary went.
Yeah, because we all want to meet Gary, actually.
Yeah, kind of as a Batman fan.
I'm bringing my phone with me so I can grab a couple pictures with Gary.
Please do. Yeah.
Now, again, he's not a doctor. He's a doctor's assistant or a nurse or something. And he very much into Batman. If you have a pair of Superman underwear or something, you should bring them with you and you could surprise him.
Oh.
He would enjoy it. It would be funny.
You know what? I think Walmart's open 24 hours.
Yes.
And since I'm awake, maybe I'll just drive there and go buy some now.
There you go.
I think that's a great idea.
He'll be so surprised by it. Like, whoever gets a gift on the first day.
Well, in all honesty, even if this doesn't work out exactly correctly, who doesn't like Superman underwear?
So. Exactly.
Right. It's a win-win. Well,
you know, exactly.
It's a win-win. Right. We wish you the very best.
Those underwear will be in aisle 4.
Oh, okay.
Aisle 4 on the left-hand side.
I get to wear the underwear.
We'll get 2 packs. Who says they're just for Gary?
Oh, wait. He just told me it's in aisle 4. Dr. Dingman, I am a convert. I am a Dr. Dingman convert now.
Yay!
Please follow me on the Twitter, iTunes, Psychic, and come to a live show when I'm in your town.
Please.
Absolutely.
And Lisa, hold on the line. We have an Apt Electronics gift card for you. Go to Apt.
No pizza for Lisa.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'll send you one too, Dr. Dingman. I wouldn't leave you out hanging.
I don't want a certificate for the store. I wanted the pizza, but the pizza people no more are giving you cards. I see.
No. We have both. I chose because of the segment, because it's about vibrations. You know, a lot of electronic items at Apt Electronics. But you would prefer the next time we give away a Lou Malnati's gift card. Is that what you're saying?
Patty, I'm not a radio person. It's not up to me. I'm just saying you can't eat a pair of headphones.
No, you cannot, although they have really good food at Jolene's, which is the cafe near Apt Electronics in Glenview. So I'm just saying, when you're in town, I would love to show you around Apt and introduce you to... No, you don't want to introduce... Craig?
No, I put the hands up for break, and I probably confuse you because we don't need a break.
I'm never confused. You got another 2.5
minutes.
Totally in control.
Yeah, you can take this all the way up to the news.
Oh, let's do that. Yeah. I would love to introduce
you. Take me to a store and to a lunch?
Yes. Would that be amenable?
If it's a fantastic store, sure.
It's Apt Electronics is like it's the mecca. People come from all over the place to enjoy this. It's such the salespeople, the way it's laid out, the detail that they've put into every single aspect of purchasing electronics is so much fun.
But the name Apt, it sounds like a mistake.
No, not Apt like APT. ABT is it's a name. It's a proper name. It's their last name. Apt.
Oh, that's the person's name.
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was apt. Like I'm apt to drop this bottle of shampoo.
I'm glad you pointed that out because I probably, for many of our listeners who aren't familiar with the electronics store in Glenview, ABT.com, but it's apt. I always thought that you just spelled it out, Apt Electronics, but yes, there you go. I feel like I've confused you. I have my 3 songs. I don't know if we have enough time. I'll just say them, I think, is what I should do. All right, I've got Into the Mystic by Van Morrison.
Good song.
Crazy, but not Patsy Cline. That's why I was asking you about that.
Oh.
It's Willie Nelson's version. He actually wrote the song.
That is correct.
And then he also eventually did record it as well. And then I have Third Eye by Florence and the Machine.
Wow.
if it's too disturbing, you don't have to share it with us.
Yeah, Crazy, Into the Mystic. I'm seeing a brown liquid in a shiny glass, like a glassy round cocktail.
Does he have the WGNRadio.com online? Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry. Continue.
On the what?
Nothing.
Oh, I'm seeing you in very soft lighting. It's almost like you're on a date with this glass. There's a relationship. There's a lust, if I may say so. You're staring into the ice cubes as they It's actually float.
Oh, a little bit. Drink. A little bit.
The drink is winking back up at you. You raise the drink to your lips. And then you wake up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'm seeing the siren call of this. It's a bourbon or a rum of some kind, dragging you into, again, as we were speaking before, an altered state of consciousness where you commune with your muse and you are able to connect with the universe as it truly is, as opposed to the way that people here on Earth perceive it. So it's a launching pad for you. It's a good thing. You are what this says about you is that you are very. You are very nimble in your mind and able to comprehend and empathize with a variety of different emotions and facts and hold them in a vessel, this mystical vessel, and ride the wave, if you will. I'm seeing you riding a wave of bourbon.
Oh, well, there you go. That is how I keep everything together.
Well, there you go.
And manage it. Well, Dr. Dingman, it has been lovely spending this time with you. How can people find out more information about your appearances and your lovely skills?
The best way is you can follow me on Twitter, which is iTunes Psychic, or you can go to my website and you can hear radio things and you can see video of live shows and readings, and that the website is itunespsychic.com.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to you gracing our show again, and we wish you the very best this week.
Thank you very much, Patty, and you all have a good week as well.
Thank you. It is time now for our 1:30 news. Here with everything you need to know is Rob Martier.